20. How many shurim does this hold? How many files? I'm up to number 20. You guys want to learn Safras? When we get up to the letters, we'll learn all the dinim of the letters. You learned them already? Okay. You know how to make a ches?
I have a tutor that's a soap.
How do you make a ches?
Two zayins
and a with a majig.
Yeah.
And a gag. Sif test. Chav zayin. Mokom anochas filo shel rosh. Mehascholos ikrei haseyor mi mitzchol. Don't look at my head. You can't bring any proofs from my head. From where hair starts growing on the top of your forehead, from where it's supposed to start growing, ad sof hamokom, until the end of the place, shemocho sholtina grow face, where it's specifically very, very soft. By a tino, the top of the head there is—it has a name in English, something with an F. It has a fancy name, fontanelle, something like that. There's a name for that part of the body that's very, very soft. By a tino, what? Well, you shouldn't press on it too hard. You know, pop your finger right through it. So it's that's the gova of the rosh, and we're going to see very interesting, just like by the shel yad. We saw that there's mokum tafuach, because that's the mokum gova. And the Mishnah Berurah says, really, it should be on the lower half, so to speak, of the whole gova. And b'dieved, it could be on the whole gova. Here also in the Shalosh, we're going to see the exact same thing, that it should be from here to the middle. To the middle. In other words, this is like the mokum gova. Let's say from here to mokum shetinuk shel rochu, Mocho Shultina grow face, but it really is supposed to be on the bottom half of that whole gova, and by the end then, it could be on the whole gova, exactly like on the yad. What? It's not really the center point, it's around the center point. It's I guess it's the center point, like sloping up to the top of the height. So then, fine. You can put on a lot of pairs of tefillin. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Me'ascholos ikrei haseir, from where the hair starts growing. Here is the main thing, and what by us is a davar pashut, but it wasn't always so pashut. The Tzdukim put up a big fuss about this. It says b'nei necha in the Torah. So b'nei necha lav mamashu. That's the point. How do you know it's lav mamashu? So it's not just halacha l'moshe b'sinai. It's learned out from Gzeirah Shava. You know what Gzeirah Shava, you guys ever say a Rishmol Oimer, or you never get to that part of the Siddur? It's one of the 13 Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bohem. Which one is Gzeirah Shava?
Second one.
Gzeirah Gzeirah Shava. We learn out of Gzeirah Shava. Milo 6. So simu karcha ben anechem. Don't make yourself bald over a mace. Don't tear out your hair over a mace. And there in the Lashon, you're tearing out your hair. And it says, B'nei Nechem. Now, there ain't no hair, B'nei Nechem. But the last time I looked, Ha'omer Eitzel Meis, so Mala Alon, it has to be a place where you can tear out your hair, even though it says, B'nei Nechem. Mokom She'osa Karcha, V'hu Barosh, K'neged B'nei Nechem, Avkan Maschel Mokom Tfilin, Mimokom She'eh Shaychus Karcha, from where you could be bald. From where the hair starts growing, the hairline, it's called. This is probably the most common error people make by tefillin. You have signs up with pictures, and you see a lot of times people, older people especially, they have huge tefillin. The toyim lema, they make a mistake. They think it's the upper edge of the tefillin that's maschul mimokam aseir. The ikar tefillin munach al hametzach. They're walking around like that. For over malisa diaraisa, meaning they're not mekayim the mitzvah tefillin. The chol atfilin tzvichin lios munochin b'mokom sheyesh karcha. All of the tefillin has to be in a place where you could be bald, meaning b'mokom seyar. The hu sheyiyah afilu katzei hakachdon shel atitura. The lower edge of the titura has to be munach al mokom haskolas ikrei haseyar, has to be at the edge, at the very, at most, the lowest it could be, is that the lower edge of the titura has to be by the hairline. Avalein lashgiach l'nishyesh l'usayros haruchos, it doesn't matter if he has hair hanging down, it doesn't matter, it's where it's growing from. It doesn't matter how his hair is laying, it's where it's growing from. Ki hascholos mokom atfilin torachlios me hascholos ikri haseyer kebepadachas on top of the fire ulamala. He also told Laniach chasas lamala mishir zeh, it's better not to keep it at the border, because then it very easily could slip down. And even a little of the tefillin ruins the whole thing. We're going to see in a moment that this place to put two pairs of tefillin, one like on top of the, not on top, one above the above the other, not sitting on top, one above the other. This place in the head for two pairs of tefillin. If they're small enough, right? Kadesh lo yishomik lamato al hametzach. Better keep it a little higher up so it shouldn't slip down past the hairline. V'chol hamanichin al hametzach u'minei karoyim. V'chol also hamitzvah. Karom were like the Torah Shebeksav people that didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Or at least they made believe they didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. V'chol bal nefesh yazu l'chaveirav. The Yolam name shlo yukoshlu b'zeh. You have some guys going around. Don't do that. They shall you chas v'sholem b'chol poshim v'bukul v'derek hakav v'lamalach tefillin. It's like you didn't wear tefillin. But I'm a bracha v'lovatola. You made a bracha v'lovatola. The tefillin shemunochim shelo b'makomon havi k'munochim b'kisar. You might as well have left it in the tikkat tefillin if it wasn't in its place. They have nishmadu b'makomon whenever tefillin go out of their place. Tzorech l'achzir on tekef. Ulingin bracha ayin liel b'simen chafes if you're based. Where we basically rely on the shlaw that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that it's always called you had in mind to put it right back on, especially tefillin, which you're not supposed to be in the siach das from anyway, but akoponim bishas tefillu when you're davening, you certainly have in mind always to have the tefillin on, so even if it goes out of place, we don't make a new bracha when we put it back into the place. That we learned already. Okay, at Sof HaMakom, wrote Salomar, Sheketzei ha-mavarta shall ha-tfilin, the edge of the mavarta, which is on that side, of course, lo yiyeh munach lamalo mimokom shemokom shel tinek rach, shouldn't be above the place where mokom shel tinek rach, rofes. Rach, rofes means rach, means very, very, very soft. Look at the Mishnah Berurah at Sof. The Bir Halacha, at Sof. I am Batur Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Mashma Minayhu, you have it? Come on, you're in the big leagues now. You're learning Bir Halacha. I am Batur Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Mashma Minayhu, the whole Gova Harosh, the entire Gova Harosh, who Bechlal Hazeh is included in this. Bechay Mashma Besefer HaTruma, Ubi Yerushalmi, Shehevi Lamayan Bo, Vatiko Bebir Agro, the Gro brings it down. Uvi Rambam Mashma Mipashta Delishne, the low sphere lay came. We'll see in a moment what he does hold. Until halfway up. This is the Shipua Harosh is from the hairline to the top. Chatsi Shipua Harosh is half. The Lochain, me anocho ma'od, it's very, very proper. Lizor al kolponim lechatchila shlo yiyu at tefillin gedolim biyoser. Make sure you don't have large tefillin. If you keep the bottom of the tefillin in the right place, so the top goes past the midpoint. Al yidei kach nimshach lamala al kol gova harosh. And that's not such a good idea. Certainly lechatchila you should try to avoid that. Umikomakom b'der klal tov yoser shiyam shechat tefillin, but better more up than more down. Because on the forehead you're for sure no good. And here, many, many shikas hold it could be up till the very top. So you're safer, it should be a little higher than a little lower. Better a little higher, Ki begova yotzal kopona medas kamo miharishona. But you shall me nusayelhu, chanal. Mashenkel and tzar hametzach, yimamish had a look. Okay, by Mzeb and Meiser Rav. Also, Tov Yosef put the tefillin up, so it didn't go on the forehead. But you should try to be yotzal the das hasmak and the kolbo, not to put it in the upper half of the shipua or rosh. Okay. What?
Too much hair.
We learned that already. You weren't here that night. It sounds from many sources that yes, we decided here that as long as it's growing naturally, it's not. But if it's unnatural, if you're combing it and it's wavy and you bent it up, or you stretch it to cover a bald spot like some people do, that could very well. And probably is a problem of chatzitza if it's in its unnatural place. What? No, if you, according to some shittos, it sounds like there is a problem. People ask the question, "What does every nozer do? How could it be a problem?" That's the Aruch HaShulchan's point, really. That how could you say it's a problem? Ein shiur l'dover. We never find that a person is mechuyav to take a haircut like every. So every X amount of days. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan's point is. He says, Al Karchach, those who talk about a problem are talking about if it's in a not natural place. Yud. We really should stop. I can't continue. I'm too nervous.